You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I have the Packers over 10.5. I think this was the toughest division for me, Stats. This was a hard one because, you know, I'm not a Kirk Cousins guy. I can't put any kind of faith into the Vikings, although I think they're competent enough to not bet the under. The Bears, I don't know what to make out of them. I think, you know, Dalton kind of raises their floor a little bit. Although maybe I shouldn't, though, because, you know, what was the Bengals record when they last time he was a full-time starter? And then the Lions, I want to say the Lions are pointing in the right direction, but I can't say I have with confidence in Jared Goff that, like, they're going to be able to hit the over in that division especially. So I think it has to be the Packers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is coming off of this elite season. I still think he can play at a high level. I think that they're arguably still the best team in the NFC, and I think they can get to over 10.5. I feel pretty good about that, actually.
All they do since Matt LaFleur has gotten there is go 13-3 and get to the NFC Championship game. And I think that what we saw last year is Aaron Rodgers buying into the system. I think the first year he was like, I don't know, I want to be able to do my own thing. You look last year, he actually threw 43 fewer passes than 2019. He had almost 300 more yards, and he threw 22 more touchdown passes. Like, we go crazy because Patrick Mahomes threw 50 touchdowns a few years ago. Aaron Rodgers had 48 last year. It's basically the same thing. That is an incredible season. And we all keep saying they need to get Aaron Rodgers more weapons. Well, imagine if they actually got him another receiver to throw out on the field, what he could do. The division stinks. The Browns, the Bears, I don't know what the hell the Bears are doing. They're one step away from a total rebuild because they're going to fire their head coach and their GM after this season. You brought up the Lions. The Lions are charging into the year with kneecap biter Dan Campbell and Jared Goff. Like, that's your threat against Green Bay? No, thank you. I'm not worried about that. The Vikings games will be tough. They usually play Green Bay tough. I agree. If you say they want to split this year, that's fine. But they got two against the Bears, two against the Lions, Arizona, Cincinnati. Those are wins. Like, you can book that now. Unless lightning strikes Aaron Rodgers, the Packers are not losing those games. Now they got to play the NFC West. That's not easy. Maybe they go 2-2 in those games because that's tough. The 49ers play them tough. The Seahawks, the Rams, like, those are not going to be easy. But they also have Cleveland, Kansas City week 18, which is going to be super fun. Like, cannot wait for that game. But basically, they need to win two in my plan of Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Minnesota, and Kansas City. All they got to do is go 2-5 in those games. And to me, they're hitting the over. So I put my faith in Aaron Rodgers, Jeopardy host.
On the Jeopardy note, almost to like the Dan Snyder point of like weird vibe going on, the Rodgers Jeopardy thing is kind of weird, right? In terms of, and like how he's talking recently, I think he was on the Pat McAfee show and he was like, he's been just very, very Aaron Rodgers lately in terms of like passive aggressive and like, well, the future's not in my hands. Like, it's not up to me, blah, blah, blah. So like, I don't know. I don't know fully what to make of that. I think he's still going to be awesome because he's coming off of the year he was last year, and I have faith he's going to be the same player, but I don't know. I wonder what that's all about. Like, what is it? Like, because there's an agenda there. Aaron Rodgers is smart. He's doing that for a reason. Is this all like a leverage play? Is this him being like, he wants to make it like, hey, if you're not going to give me what I want in terms of money or power or whatever, then I'm just going to go host Jeopardy.
And here's the thing with the Jeopardy option. If you pass now, it may not come up again for the rest of your life. I mean, how long did Alex Trebek host that show, right? Like, it's not like you get an opportunity to fill in every 5 years. So it's, I know Rodgers has said he thinks he could do both at the same time, which would be kind of cool. But the Jeopardy thing, like, you got to consider it because it's a pretty sweet gig. Like, they're not taping a show every day. They tape a bunch of shows in like, I think he said it was like 47 days or something. I can't remember the actual number, but they don't tape like one show a day. They have a couple weeks where they taped a whole year worth, and then you don't do anything for the rest of the year. It's a sweet gig. So I don't blame Aaron Rodgers for going after it. I do think, I agree, he wants a new deal. He wants more money. And I think so that's like the genesis of where all of these comments are coming from. But you're right, it is super passive aggressive. You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Claude 3 from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point of the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skill and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who use Anthropic to navigate this new frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, today. Jumpstart your genius with Claude 3 by Anthropic.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything. And now everything is data, which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.